This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz.
Appreciate it. Let's start with the best hitter in baseball.
The Guardians are going to win the Central.
You called him by their real name this time.
Oh, I did. You caught me there.
Yeah. The
Spiders. My bad.
By the way, I golfed with a rando at Rose City Golf Course 2 weeks ago.
Tribe guy?
Yes. And he called him the Cleveland Indians / Guardians.
That's my boy. That's my
quarterback. He was a diehard, too. He was listening to the game in an earbud. And his girlfriend had the other earbud, and they were listening to the game while golfing. I was like, that's dedication.
That's my teammate.
It's kind of sexy,
That's my quarterback.
A couple that dedicated to the game.
Yeah.
Together.
She wasn't even from Cleveland. He was. She was from, like, Scottsdale or something.
Dude, I'm
like
from
that.
Spokane.
So she's just being there with her man, experiencing it all. That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. No Guardians or Indians-related questions. But, yeah, let's start off with the best hitter in baseball for the New York Yankees. One, Aaron Judge. He has absolutely gone off. Not only is he hitting .412, leading the next closest hitter, which is Paul Goldschmidt, on the Yankees,
on
by the way.
Team.
Yeah, on his own team. By 50 freaking points, he's hitting .412. Goldschmidt's hitting .363. But get this, guys. Judge has walked 20 times as well so far this season. His OPS is an unbelievably video game-like 1.235. And I've heard some people already throwing the question out, so I will as well. If he can compete for one of the best batting averages of all time, guys, fair or foul, Aaron Judge will hit .400 this season.
Ooh, all-star right there. Absolutely not. as much as I think it would be really rad to see somebody in our lifetime do it, I just don't think. If Tony Gwynn and Ichiro Suzuki cannot get to .400, look, I love Judge. I think Judge's eye is really good. Okay, really good. You mentioned his 20 walks, and he's got, what, 8 home runs?
And yeah, 9 homers.
9 home runs and a bajillion RBIs. Like Judge is 1A, 1B, 2, whatever you want to say in terms of the league. The man is absolutely incredible, and I'm so excited to be able to watch baseball in a time with Aaron Judge. To hit .400... You're talking about guys that hit differently than Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is pitched to differently. He's protected in the lineup differently. To hit .400, you must be an Ichiro a Tony Gwynn, or a Ted Williams. And Aaron Judge, as amazing as you are not one of those guys. You're a 2-3-4 hole hitter. You're a power guy. You're an RBI guy. You are expected to bring in those that are in front of you. To hit 400, there is a better chance Luis Arraez hits 400 than Aaron Judge, in my opinion. Judge, better player, hands down. But it's the style of hitting. A Manny Ramirez is the closest to the style, or an Albert Pujols is the closest to a style of Aaron Judge that could hit 400, and they never came close.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. This is foul. Just the law of averages over the length of a season.
Judge in his career. He has slumps.
Yeah, I think he could very well finish at that 330, 340 mark, somewhere around there. But, I mean, 400, I mean, my God. I mean, I pray that we get to August and that's still even in question that that's happening. So I'm going to say foul as well.
Yeah, it's just crazy to see that number. I mean, it's 30 games in, you know.
Oh, he's good. Kid's good.
You guys are right. Those slumps, especially come the dog days of like late July, early August into September. Some players, it's just it's a little different than in May or April.
I was with some friends earlier, and it was like, do you realize if Aaron Judge walked in to the room you were in, how insanely uncomfortable you would be looking at him? I was sitting at the bar, and they were like, if Aaron Judge walked in, it'd be like, whoa, hey. Also, my other Aaron Judge note, I want him to grow a beard. I want to see it.
I can't even envision that.
I want to see it.
I want to see just a
I want to see, like, stubble.
I want to
like
see a full chin strap.
I want to see, like, a 5 o'clock shadow on Judge. I think he just can't grow it.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's what I think. It's got to be.
I think he is follically challenged in the face.
Yeah. Or he literally has somebody shave him every day. Because he's always smooth.
He looks, yeah, like smooth as a baby's bottom. I would love to see every Yankee grow a beard. Every single one of them. Just
from Devin Williams.
1 to 62. 1 to 162. Just like let it fly. And then how long and gross they'd all be by the end of the year.
Like hockey style.
Yeah, yeah. Or like we were just talking about him for the Rockies. Charlie Blackman. Like they let it go. He was,
Johnny Damon's hella mad that they let you have a beard at Yankee Stadium.
He is, because Damon looks so ugly without that beard. Oh my God, that helped him out so much in Boston. All right, guys, second fair or foul. Pretty crazy. There are a couple of teams that don't have that many home runs in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays and Kansas City Royals. Trying to stump you here, fair or foul. Cal Raleigh and Jorge Polanco combined have more home runs than both the entire Toronto Blue Jays teams and Kansas City Royals. So, not together, but both of them are at the bottom. So, Polanco and Raleigh combined have more home runs than either of those two teams total, fair or foul?
I raise my hand only because I... wait, both those teams combined?
No,
separate. The players combined.
Gotcha.
Players combined, teams separate.
This is fair because I think the Blue Jays have like 15 home runs, unless... I know they hit some today, so I don't know what it is
now.
And
I know Cal has 10.
And Kansas City, I think, has like 14 home runs coming into the day. So I am going to say fair, because unfortunately I did see a stat earlier today that says that they have like two of the lowest home run totals. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Yankees have more home runs in the first inning of all their games combined than the Blue Jays or the Kansas City Royals do in every game.
You know, I'm with Joe on this. I'm going to say fair as well, but for different reasons. Paging Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Oh, dude. It's not good, Bob.
I have him in a fantasy league as a keeper.
Yikes, dude.
You kind of look at it like it's a rotisserie league, so I'm not worried about it. Like, he'll get his stats.
And he's batting like 270,
I watched the game the other day, and he finally hit his home run, and this was the other day.
Yeah.
What about it's almost May.
What about Bichette and Santander, too? They're both...
Yeah, but they're not getting paid a gajillion dollars. Like, that's...
Like, we talked about Joe's O's today. The Blue Jays, a reckoning is coming very, very soon. Well,
the Blue Jays are playing decent enough for what we thought they were going to be this year. But Vlad...
Yeah, but Bowden Francis got absolutely lit today.
But Vlad needs to start showing some pop in his bat. Sorry, we're diverting from
that. Yeah, I'm going to say fair for different reasons. I just think, like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Vinny Pascantino, Jonathan India, Sal Perez, like, they're not good right now. Pascantino has been maybe one of the most underperforming people we thought would have a breakout, quote unquote, if you see me on YouTube using the air quotes, quote unquote, breakout year. Their offenses aren't good.
It's been terrible.
What's that?
Witt's been terrible.
I would say the team goes with it. Like, I believe in Vladdy too, but like, it
funny
ain't
enough,
good so
they looked
far.
Fine in the series against the Orioles.
Well, anybody does.
Is that when they hit a bunch of their home runs?
Probably. That's probably where they had half of them.
Well, anybody is.
You guys are both right, by the way. Unbelievably crazy that the two players I'm talking about, Jorge Polanco and Cal Raleigh, a combo of 19 homers as of this moment. Polanco came in with 7 today, hit 2 tonight. He's got 9. Cal coming in with 10, so 19 total. And yes, Joe, you were close. The Blue Jays, I believe they did hit one home run today, so that puts them at 16, and the Royals are at 13 on the season.
Polanco, so. Comeback player of the year so far?
At this point, just leave him at DH. It's fine. Like, if he's going to hit like this without having to play in the field throughout the season, and that's the way to keep him on the field.
Better than any of your other options at DH.
By the way,
Rayleigh!
They still need a second baseman, though.
I didn't
Dylan
see this.
Moore, get him off the IL.
As far as Texas offense goes, maybe they found some today. They had 15 runs against...
Well, good for them. Yeah, Texas offense has been really brutal. Wyatt Langford's in and out. Corey Seager's hurt. Simeon's been super bad. Who's the guy in center field for them?
Tavares? Evan Carter?
Tavares. Carter is in the minors, and his
stats... Oh, yeah, they sent him down. I forgot.
Evan Carter's stats in the minors are atrocious. But Tavares in center, he's been bad. Adolis has been bad. Texas offense, we'll talk about this in a couple months and see how it pans out. Texas offense, not very good.
Apologies for diverting from fair or foul. I just noticed that and thought I'd make a note of it.
Yeah, I've been big on this the last couple days in my own brain that Texas offense has been pretty bad.
No, it's all good. All right, guys, I got one more for you involving one of my Seattle Mariners, Julio Rodriguez, not having the best start to the season once again so far this year, batting just over 200 because he did get a hit tonight. So he's back over the Mendoza line, 4 home runs, 13 ribbies. But still, according to WRC Plus, which basically takes like all the hitting stats and relative to the parks you're playing in, kind of tries to give people more of a plane to go on, like regardless of like what park you're in. 100 is an average score. Julio's still barely over an average hitter at 103 WRC plus. It's pretty crazy. But Julio Rodriguez having a down start to the year. Also, another player that is supposed to be really good and is having a good start to the season. That would be one, Ellie De La Cruz for the Cincinnati Reds. 270 batting average.
Oh. Don't ask him to field a ground ball.
Well, stop, Joel.
I mean, his defense, exactly. That probably affects him on the WAR side of things because WAR WAR, that does offense and defense together. Some people hate that stat. Makes them comparable, though, Julio and Ellie De La Cruz. Ellie De La Cruz, 5 home runs, 24 ribbies so far this year. Fair foul, guys. You'd pick Julio Rodriguez over Ellie De La Cruz to start a roster. Which one do you want?
I'll go first. Joe looks like he wants to think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it. I was just about to jump all over that.
Go.
Dude, I'm taking Ellie all day, every day right now. Like, it... The way that he is able to swing the bat seemingly more consistently throughout the year, and his what he gives me on the base paths. I mean, and he plays, while yes, there are the errors that I made a remark about, he plays short, and I understand center field is very valuable as well, but
I mean,
I think the world of Ellie. I think he is a fantastic player, and I think that, again, what he gives me on a more consistent basis, I don't have to worry about his bat as much.
I think there's a lot of interesting factors that play into this. If you told me as a kid that I'd have to worry about studs in center field, I would laugh at you. But the reality is that there's not a lot of guys that are high-end center fielders. There really aren't. Shortstop? Now, when I was a kid, shortstop was a plethora, but that's because it's the best position on the field. But now, you know, it's Ellie, Gunner, Frankie, Bobby. You know, there's a lot of great shortstops in Major League Baseball, and there are not a lot of great center fielders. I sat here as Joe was talking and tried to convince myself why I want to take Julio Rodriguez. I mean, I love the flair. I love the smile. I love the intensity. The answer is Ellie De La Cruz. I mean, what he does on the base paths, you can shore up some of that. I mean, the intensity. Julio plays with a lot of passion. Ellie plays with a lot of intensity. And those are two different things. Now, Draymond Green plays with a lot of intensity, to where LeBron James plays with a lot of passion. Very rarely, if ever, does LeBron make a mistake, because that passion coincides with his brain, to where intensity coincides with your nether regions. And Ellie has too much of that. That being said, I'm Terry Francona. I'll take Ellie De La Cruz. I say foul. That hurts to say. I love Julio. But I'll take Ellie.
Yeah, again, if I just had the better starts and the more consistent throughout 162, I mean,
there's something wrong with Julio, and there has been.
And again, the fact that they had him play more spring training this year to make it so it's like maybe having him play more
repetition.
Baseball will have him start the season and he's used to playing baseball, and that didn't translate. Mm-hmm. Which I was on the side of, like, this is going to be good for him to have a better start, so to say, of, you know, having that extra reps in spring training, that he'll just hit the ground running in March, April, and start the season good. And that just hasn't translated, man. It sucks. I would have wanted it to.
Over under a year and a half before Julio's contract looks terrible.
I'll say over. Like, and I don't know if it's going to be terrible. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, it's... Yeah, I would say over, but the reason that it's because I'm buying time with it.
I hate that I'm asking that question. It was like the Brandon Hyde question. Yeah. I hate that I'm asking, is Brandon Hyde going to get fired? But I'm asking.
I say over just because I want to buy the time, because great. I feel like over time,
he's
Julio, yeah, he'll figure it out. But dear God, man, please, soon.
I'd say over just because a bad season for him is a good season, you know, for a lesser MLB player. So he's still putting out 20-plus homers, even when he starts the season out like crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.